Blog Talk Radio. How you doing, Daddy Gentle?
Oh, good. And you?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
I'm doing fine.
Get ready for this road trip.
All righty.
I really enjoyed myself. It was nice meeting you yesterday.
Yeah, I'm glad to meet you, too. And it was real nice. Everything was real nice.
It really was. It really was. Mom did a great job. Her and your daughter just a hard
yeah.
work.
Yeah.
Vanessa? How you doing? Good evening, Ms. Allen.
Yes.
Reverend Allen with you tonight.
I said I was going to try y'all again. If I didn't get in the thing, I was going to hang it up.
I'm glad you called back. Reverend Allen with you?
No, ma'am, not tonight.
Okay. Well, we welcome you to the program.
Okay.
Did I hear Vanessa? Did I hear Vanessa?
I thought
I heard her say her name.
Oh, yeah. I've heard
that on there. Apple
Machine.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
I forgot. It's you. Daddy Berta and Ms. Allen. Mm-hmm.
calling.
Okay. Sorry for the phone ringing in your ears, guys. Hello, Daniel? Okay, well, we're going to go ahead on and get started with the program. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. For this is the day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the open session, and I just want to ask God to allow our ears to actually hear what is being shared. I pray that you brought some good news to share with the group tonight. And I'll just do roll call one time, and then we'll just go through what we have to say. I have Miss Allen, Mom,
yes.
Daddy, Bernard, and myself, correct? Amen?
Amen.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and do the Matthew 19:26. And actually, I have Daddy Verna leading us out with that.
Hello.
Hey, get on now. It doesn't come on.
It doesn't come on?
Yes. Go for it.
Oh.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Yes. Go ahead, Daddy Verna.
Okay.
Jesus
looked at them and said.
Jesus looked at them and said.
Well, man, this is impossible.
With man, this is impossible.
But with God, all things are possible.
With God, all things are possible. Amen. Amen. Okay, now if everyone would, Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the opening prayer and the blessing of the prayer line, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we enter into your gate with thanksgiving in our hearts. We enter into your court with praises. Father God, we just want to thank you for all that you do for us every minute of the day and day after day. And we ask that you continue to lead and guide us the way that you want us to go according to your will. We ask that you let your words manifest in us. Father God, we ask that you remove anything and everything that is not of you away from our prayer service tonight. And Father God, we are here just to give you honor and to praise your name. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Once again, tonight is an open session, and I will start out with Miss Allen. Anything you have to share with the group tonight?
I suppose. Okay. First Peter, third chapter, 8 verse to the 12th. Finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion for one another as brothers, but tenderhearted, be courteous, not returning evil for evil or revealing. But on the contrary, call to this that you may inherit a blessing. For he who would love life and good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord upon the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, Diane, you're there. Great. Is this Auntie Betty?
Yes.
Hey, praise Lord. How are you doing this evening?
Doing great. How y'all doing?
Pretty good. Right. Pretty good. Sorry for the late connection, but we here. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Good evening, Brian. Mm-hmm. Brian? Brian, you there?
Yeah.
Okay, you by yourself?
Me and Hubert.
Hubert? Okay, Dan, you by yourself? Amen.
Yeah,
praise the Lord. Amen. Okay, all right, Ms. Allen, thank you for that reading out of First Peter. And next I have Mom. Anything that you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I want to read Daily Rules from God. And number seven Daily Rules from God. And number one is that wake up. Decide to have a good day. Today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. You can find that in Psalm 118:24. Number two is that dress up. The best way to dress up is to put on a smile. A smile is an inexpensive way to improve your look. The Lord does not look at the things man look at. Man look at the outside appearance. But the Lord looks at the heart. A place to be set. Number three, but set up, say nice things, and learn to listen. God gave us two ears and one mouth. So he must have meant for us to be twice as much listen as fun. He has God his gift, God his soul. That's Proverbs 18:3.
Amen.
Stand up for what you believe in. Stand for something or you'll fall for anything. Let us not be weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good. Galatians 6:9-10. Number five is that look up to the Lord. I can't do anything through Christ who strengthened me. Philippians 4:13. Number six, it said, reach up for something higher. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. That's Proverbs 3:5-6. And number seven said, lift up your prayers. Do not worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Philippians 4:6. And that's amen.
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 Okay. Mom, thank you for the seven daily rules. Thank you very much for that. We had a caller to join. Do you want to identify yourself?
Hello, $30 bar.
Auntie Dot.
Yeah.
Okay, welcome.
All right. Oh, no money on me.
Okay, all right. We got to move right along. And I have Auntie Betty. Anything you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll read 100 Psalm.
Amen.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands, and serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, that he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep are his pasture. enter into his gate with thanksgiving, and unto his court with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endure to all generations. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Next I have Daniel. Anything you want to share with the group tonight?
Well, I want to read a little bit of Psalm 1.
Amen.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and he will and in the law meditate day and night. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Daniel. Okay, next I have Daddy Verna. Anything you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'd like to read a little about the just leaders.
Just leaders?
Guard the man justice from his leaders. The development of a just leader requires training. There are some things can be only be learned through trial. You have to know for yourself that all things work together for the good of those who love God. If you do not experience all things, then how will you know all things work together for your good? If I only experience some things, then how will I know how to handle all things? So what if God has given the devil a hall pass? God has given the devil permission to come into our life. Hall passes are temporary. Trouble do not last always. They too are temporary. God's purpose is to develop leaders so that they can make an impact on the community. Trouble is the leader, preparation for triumph. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, thank you for that, Daddy Verna. Next I have Auntie Dot. Anything you want to share with the group tonight?
No, I pass.
Okay, welcome back. How was your vacation?
It was great. I enjoyed it.
Okay, good.
Really
we miss
nice.
You. We miss you.
Miss
we're
that
really
too.
Glad that you're back.
Okay.
Okay. All right, next I have Hubert coming up. Hubert, anything you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, yes it is. At first I'd like to say I give thanks to God for you all having a safe trip on Dorothy and back, you know, enjoying yourselves. And Mr. Verner, I'd like to thank God for the wonderful time that we all shared down in Alabama yesterday, celebrating this Earth Day. We give thanks
Amen.
And praise to the Most High. We really enjoyed ourselves. And if you all recall, for about a month now, I've been trying to touch up on touching the lives of black men out of the Final Call edition. I finally caught up with my work, and I got quite a few things I'd like to share, but I'm going to share a little bit out of each topic, because the Lord's word says, our people perish because of lack of knowledge.
Amen.
Knowledge of the world. Not a knowledge of a whole lot of things, all right? So we're going to touch on it. I'm going to go right ahead and not try to be long today. May the reading of his words and the meditation of my, reading of my words and the meditation of my heart be accepted in the God that I serve, his sight, Yahweh, the most terrible black God. All right, we're going to start here. Like I say, touching the lives of black men. One of the things that was beaten out of black men that was extracted from black men, that I was systematically removed from black men's was confidence. We don't believe in ourselves. And please understand, this was no accident. This was highly, systematically, conditionally created. A race of men who didn't believe in themselves. This doesn't mean that every black man doesn't believe in himself. I'm not saying that. But the lack of confidence and positive self-concept is a prevalent problem. As contributing factors to the lacking of confidence in what black boys are subject to and in public schools in terms of academic failure, overly harsh discipline, and lack of confidence lead to a lack of courage and commitment, he added. Ask how these qualities can be cultivated in black boys and men. Stress is starting at an early age. The way you do this is you design systems and structures that build in these noble qualities right now. The systems and structure in the black communities, for the most part, are designed to reinforce the lack of these behaviors, he agreed. All right? Now, shaping boys into men is the goal that we are attempting to bring to focus as a people. Because they're making the Department of Correction is getting ready to send our young men, the next generation, back on the farm, plantation, to work out probation. And then I like to add on as update, and that's what the issue that I wanted to touch on a while back, so I'm not going to be long, but try to be.
Amen.
You ever heard that saying, you are with me? But you know, if you knew and studied the word, you would see that the Lord will destroy the better enemy. What is your life? That is what's most important. And your life is in your blood. The blood of a man is in the life of a man is in the blood, excuse me. So we need to focus on the roots of our existence as a people, as children of God. We all are children of God, but you got the righteous, you got the wicked, you got the evil and the good, but the struggle is still going to continue. That's an individual choice. You have to repent from those evil ways. Humble yourself and learn of Him. That's our purpose of being created here. The Lord of the God that we have left, that we deny, that we really don't know. We worship, we pray, but we know it's not what. And not only that, it says in Him, God looked to see if there's anyone that seeks of Him, and He found not any. So I'm going to tell you a little on divine law as related to the food that we eat. You know, words of food, amen, cannot be about bread alone. But I ever worried that proceeded by the mouth of God. It is very hard to find pure food that is not poisoned by the enemy for the purpose of making it unfit for our lives. When the enemy has access to the food and freedom to do so, to admit that he has poisoned the poor old cow grass, and now has poisoned the water and the atmosphere, which is also hunting him. This is a shame. But as David said in his song, let them be caught in the trap that they have set for others. Amen. Evil planted against innocent people. We have a just God. The same today. And his great desire is to make them better. Of their own evil. All right? And may the Lord add a blessing upon the reading of His word. For truth is the word of God. Some things are not written. We cannot rely on just what we read. We cannot rely on what everybody says. A lot of people say a lot of things, but are they going to stand up and live and die for that? So let's know our life. that we was created and our purpose of being created is to learn of him. Bless you, Allah.
Amen.
Thank you all
Amen.
Very much. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Thank you for that, Hubert. Brian, I have you up next. Anything you want to share with the group?
I'll pass.
Brian passed. Okay. Let's see here. Okay, I think that covered everyone.
Bro,
in the group
Brian
tonight.
Is passionate.
I'm sorry?
Tell Brian he need a quick passing, though.
Okay, he's gonna pull through for us one day. I know he is. Okay, we're going to go ahead on to the sick and shut-in. So if everyone would bow their hand for the sick and shut-ins prayer, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask for your healing hands to heal and to make whole again. For Uncle Champ, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Mary and Vaston Lowe, Marianne, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Maxine Johnson, Vicki Hussman, Valerie Crockett, Dot, Tony, Vera, Melati and DeMarcus, Janet Williams, Michael Moody, Rebecca Rossiter and family, DeWartis family, Carlos and the Wells family, Charles and Daniel Zeke, Jermaine Dawson, Jordan and Rachel family, Dominique Hayes, Miss Wanda, Miss Birdsong, Rochelle Bessler and Eddie Tipman, and anyone else that we are not aware of that stands in the need of a prayer, we ask that you help restore their health and give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ. Allow them to be able to walk around claiming that they are healed by his strength. We ask that you lift them up in a mighty way so that others may see the goodness of you working through them, in them, and with them. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 I'm long to pray aloud. I'm talking to you.
Okay, next we have birthdays. Is there any birthdays for the week of August 26th through September 1st?
Yeah.
August 26th through September 21st.
I don't go to that book. Angela. September 1st. What do you mean to September 1st?
I don't have any previous birthdays written down with me. Unfortunately, I'm traveling. But, Mom, I could barely understand what you were saying. Can you repeat that for me?
You look like you said from August the 26th to September 21st, that's what I thought you said.
No, September 1st, just to Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and sing Happy Birthday. There's someone's birthday within the week. So do I have a volunteer? Someone wants to sing Happy Birthday?
I will.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. The day we all remember. Everybody say happy birthday. Amen.
Happy Amen. Birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy
birthday and many, many more. Okay, next we have praise report or testimony. Anyone has a praise report or testimony that they would like to share with the group tonight?
I just want to say I was so glad to see you all. I'm glad y'all made it down here safe and sound.
And I'm just so grateful that you all came and want to come, you know, and made the trip that helped make me feel good about the coming down and enjoying this gentle birthday.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Family coming together on one accord. Family coming together on one accord. All right, great. For those that didn't know, Mom threw a great birthday party for Daddy Gentle, and he's just 80 years young. My goodness.
Amen.
Amen. And we had a wonderful time. We really did enjoy ourselves. Everything was great. The food, the birthday cake, and the costume. Everything was just wonderful. And that was all the people. Yeah. So anyone else have a praise report or testimony they would like to share with the group?
I would like to say I was glad to get a chance to meet my extended daughter on my 80th birthday. And I was glad to meet all my children. They were here, and my wife, and all my relatives that were extended. Anyway, I thank everybody, you know. And I enjoy myself.
Amen.
All right. Amen. Amen. It was really wonderful. Okay. Next we have up is song or poem. If anyone wants to
go ahead.
Hold on.
Yes. I have some thanks and praise. And I would like to say at this time, next week, I'll be bringing forth land of our own qualification. I'll be the final call, make sure to update it. But I would like to share a little bit. I like to give honor. You know, this is the type of honor and praise to a legacy. The honoring the legacy of Marcus Garvey was a great man. And next week, I will be sharing these two articles, Land of Our Own Qualification and Honoring the Legacy of Marcus Garvey. So we can learn more about our culture from the time of slavery up to now. How far we have came, where we come from, our great leaders have so much been overlooked by our own people. And now that this knowledge is available unto us, I feel like we should share a little bit of our history. So we won't be ignorant of where we came from and what the people and lives that they have paid and their lives that they gave up and what they did for us to stand on a platform that we stand upon today. I was also reading how the Muslims are getting together on the on a conference line. Well, maybe we should reach out and church them and hook them up with a blog talk. We're going to get another 7 hour prayer, and we'd like to thank you all for joining us today.
Amen. Thank you for that. Anyone have a song or a poem they would like to share with the group?
Well, I want to say something, too. I'm going to say I'm glad the Lord blessed me to be able to see my mom and brother get another birthday, another year down. I'm glad I'm still able to shake their hand. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Okay. Thank you for that. At this time, I would hopefully give out the for next week. But let's see here. Okay, I have most of my people here. Is everyone ready to receive their part?
No, before I cut you off, excuse me, you was at the part of a song that we were bringing for. I'm not interrupting.
Yes, song, uh-huh.
Ariana, hold on.
Okay, Miss Allen, next
yes.
week, can you come to us out of Psalms 34 and 19?
Psalms 34 and 19. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Praise God. Okay, Brian, can you come to us out of John 16:33?
That's
me. Okay. Amen. Okay, Hubert, I have you in for 1 Peter, 2 chapter 20-21. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, I know.
Okay, let's see, Auntie Betty, I have you coming out of 1 Peter 4:12-13.
Oh, 12-13?
Yes, chapter 4, yes, ma'am.
Okay, 12-13.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Amen, amen. Okay, now we're going to go into the closing prayer.
Okay. Yeah,
okay, just bear with me for a minute, dear guys.
I know the Lord will make a way. Oh, yeah, he will. How many of you all out there know that the Lord will make a way? I know the Lord will make a way. Oh, yeah, he will. You remember the days of the criminal movement, the Lord was still on the move. And he warned the end with the storm that it brings. So we want to know, he's a shelter in the time of storm. And I know the Lord, he has always made a way. He haven't bought us this quarter, let us say now. The Lord will make a way.
Yeah,
okay,
amen.
All right, amen, amen. Thank you, Hubert, for that. Okay, everyone, we bow the head for the closing prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we would like to thank you for bringing us together on one accord. We thank everyone for what they shared with us tonight. We had Miss Allen to come to us out of 1 Peter, and she was talking about how we should live as one big family, and to guard your tongue. And we have Mom to come to us out of the daily 7 rules. And then we had Auntie Betty to come out of Psalms 100, and to always obey him gladly. And we had Daniel to come to us out of 1 Psalms, and it's always not to follow the evil man. And we had Hubert to come to us that the words are the food that we should eat, and we should let the food manifest in us. Amen. In God's name, we thank you for everything that you've done for us. Amen.
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 Okay, next I have, I'm sorry, I have Miss Allen leading us out with the Serenity Prayer. Okay, Miss Allen, you ready? Yeah, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. You caught me off surprise.
God grant me the serenity.
God grant me.
The courage to change the thing that I can change. And wisdom to know the difference. Did you hear me?
Yes, we did. And thank you so much. And amen, amen, amen. Okay. Amen, amen. Okay. Well,
the man in front of you.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay. Do anyone have anything else to share with the group tonight? Okay. Well, once again, I would like to apologize for the big delay. Like I said, I'm traveling. I'm not at home as usual. And Angela's in her book club meeting, so we had to put things together to try to come together so we can keep this prayer line alive. Amen?
Amen.
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 Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellis family would like to thank everyone for joining us tonight. I pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. And remember to put God first in all that you do. Next week will be the Be Encouraged group, and I pray that you all have a blessed week. Until next time, Jesus loves you, and so do I. Good night.
What is that?
Good night.
And I'm going to be calling in at
714-202-9942.
Good night, everyone.
God bless.
Salam, salam.
Thank you for listening to Danella's Family Weekly Prayer Line. Hope that you're blessed with it. And may God bless America and other nations. Amen and good night.
Okay.